The students involved in the Math Art Extravaganza come from our Project Ascent Pullout Program, which is a program for students in the fourth and fifth grade at the elementary level, identified gifted in general intellectual ability. But as we write our units, we look across all curricular areas. And this particular unit focuses on math at very high levels for students and integrating in reading, language arts, and other areas. Our Math Art Extravaganza is a culminating event in which our students have learned many content, skills, curriculum for math, and integrated how art is a part of that.
Can you give me an example of the way art and math are put together in this way?
Sure. As we look at our unit, it's called the Mathematical Mystery Tour, and it was written so that our students at the elementary level, who are typically not exposed to some of these concepts, learn about the Fibonacci sequence, the golden ratio, pi number, and a lot of three-dimensional shapes. And what they have found in this semester is that art is totally correlated with mathematics. So as they learn these pieces, they can look at items such as pine cones, pineapples, sunflowers, and they learn the process of how you use Fibonacci and the golden ratio. Then what else they have done is they have taken pieces like a Van Gogh, the sunflower pieces, and they fit what they've learned and connect that to these art pieces. They were all responsible for creating one, two, possibly three pieces of work that totally connects with sequencing, the golden ratio, looking at artists and their work with that. So each of our students will have at least one piece on display.
How do the students feel about having their work displayed like this? This must be quite a great thrill for them.
Oh, they're very, very excited. You know, any time that students feel like the work and the time and the effort that they've put forth can be experienced at a level in which our community has the opportunity to see their work, it becomes very exciting for them. So they're very thrilled because not only do they know it's, you know, the connection of the art with the math, but now they know that they are going to be able to teach others in our community about that connection. And they will be there, or their pieces will also be there, so that questions can be asked and that they can explain their pieces.
The mathematical artwork from gifted students at Kenton, Piner, Ryland Heights, Summit View, Taylor Mill, and White's Tower Elementary Schools will be on display tonight at the Barringer Crawford Museum in Covington. Wednesday evening, their counterparts at Kaywood, Fort Wright, Hinsdale, River Ridge, and Beech Grove Elementary Schools will have their art projects on display at the museum. I'm Steve Hirschberg.